Michigan is one of only 5 states without a law protecting breastfeeding moms, allowing them to breastfeed their babies in any public or private location. But that could soon change. The state Senate recently passed a bill that would protect breastfeeding moms. The bill now goes to the state House. Joining me is one lawmaker who has been working on the measure to protect breastfeeding. State Senator Rebecca Warren, Democrat from Ann Arbor, is here. And also joining us is Dr. Timothy Johnson, professor of obstetrics and gynecology and women's studies at the University of Michigan. Dr. Johnson, I want to start with you. Why is it 45 other states have gotten on board with this kind of legislation, but not yet Michigan?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I think Michigan clearly needs to catch up and get with the rest of the country. One of the priorities for over the last 10 years has been for women to go home from the hospital breastfeeding. And so there have been a lot of national programs, baby-friendly hospitals and other kinds of programs mm-hmm. from the CDC that have focused on optimizing breastfeeding. So at the University of Michigan Hospital, we have about 90% of our patients who go home breastfeeding. But the problem is there's a big fall off after that. There are lots of reasons that women who go home breastfeeding will stop. And one of them obviously is they're afraid to go out in public or they don't want to be in public. So there are lots of impediments. But if we have these successful hospital programs, then we really need kind of public policy, public health programs that encourage women to continue the breastfeeding. And I think that's what this is all about really, Senator Warren, is making sure that as a state, as public policy, we say this is really important for the women and children in the state of Michigan.
Senator Warren, just tell us what your Senate Bill 674 would do.
Well, the first thing that it would do is it would give that affirmative protection that you talked about in the introduction, that women should be able to feed their babies anywhere they are legally allowed to be. And what seems to be happening right now is that there's some ambiguity in what the law is, because women are protected in this state from being charged under the public indecency statutes for nursing. But we're finding in some pretty high-profile cases in the last couple of years, at least 4 here in Michigan, where women were asked to leave a restaurant, a store, even public transit because they were feeding their babies.
So there's nothing that says that can't happen.
Right.
And there we go. And how would this in a practical way change things for nursing moms?
First of all, it makes it the law of the state that it is legal to breastfeed anywhere a woman is legally allowed to be. Number 2, it does set up a remedy if a woman is asked to leave a place of public accommodation or is discriminated against because she's nursing her baby. It will become a civil infraction and there is a penalty, a fine. And also we give it enough teeth that a judge can actually order the attorney fees to be covered for a woman who needs to sue for recourse.
So let's say, for example, somebody's ordered out of a restaurant or told to go to the bathroom and do that, they could actually recover attorney fees.
Absolutely.
Dr. Johnson, we've heard from supporters that this really is more than just about mothers and the relationship with their babies, that this is a public health issue. Can you talk to us some more about that?
There are huge benefits for breastfeeding for moms and for their children. So for women who are breastfeeding, there are advantages in terms of increasing their blood count, decreasing the amount of bleeding that they have. It causes the uterus to contract and return to a normal state much faster during the first 12 weeks after delivery. Also for mothers who are breastfeeding, there's some real health benefits in terms of birth spacing. Women who are breastfeeding are less likely to be pregnant. And we know that at least a year between babies improves mother's health. So there are real maternal advantages. And there are significant children's advantages as well. So children who breastfeed are much less likely to have asthma, allergies, pulmonary problems, and pneumonia. So the public health benefits of breastfeeding are pretty much recognized by everybody. And that's why I think this is almost kind of a no-brainer in terms of the law. This is an opportunity for the Michigan State Legislature, which has been accused of being anti-woman and having a war on women, to really reaffirm the fact that what's really well accepted by everybody, which is that breastfeeding is hugely beneficial to mothers and children. It's really an opportunity to make that statement for Michigan.
That was Dr. Timothy Johnson. He's a professor of obstetrics and gynecology and women's studies at the University of Michigan. And joining him is State Senator Rebecca Warren of Ann Arbor. She's been involved with a recent bill that has passed the state Senate. It would legally protect women who breastfeed in public. Now, I have to tell you, I came up with 749,000 results when I Googled critics of public breastfeeding. And you know that there are people out there listening to this conversation saying, well, thank you very much, but when I go out to dinner, I would prefer not to watch a woman breastfeeding her child. How do you answer critics who feel this really should be done in private?
You know, the bottom line is this is the most natural way to feed a baby. In all of the states around this country and lots of countries around the world, this is a very natural and normal thing. It's not something that should be sexualized. It's not something that should be offensive to anyone. And, you know, the two questions that I got asked when I first introduced the legislation were, is there an age limit, a cutoff, after which a woman should not nurse a baby in public? And the second one was discretion. Can you legislate how covered a woman has to be? And from the conversations that we had with women, with lactation consultants and coaches, with OBGYNs, with family practice doctors, with folks who are trying to support these women, it's very clear that it is the safest, most natural choice. Women are not, you know, you don't see it in other states, these huge charges of public indecency because women aren't being discreet. Most of them just are trying to keep their babies from crying, trying to get them fed when they're out in public.
Now, you know, earlier in 2011, we got that dust up politically when First Lady Michelle Obama commented that kids who are breastfed longer have a lower tendency to be obese. And then you had voices from the right, Michelle Bachmann, Sarah Palin weighed in. Michelle Bachmann accused the First Lady of trying to impose a nanny state on mothers. I don't want to revisit that debate, but I do want to get your thoughts about what it is about breastfeeding that makes it so politically and socially touchy. Is it just that as an American society, we have not figured out what we want to think of about that organ called the female breast?
I mean, I'll posit that it's about control of women's bodies and who is in control of women's bodies and who can make rules about women's bodies. And I think we've seen it going on and on and on. So, I mean, I think it's not just women's sexuality but women's bodies. And I think there are lots of people that think that we can make rules about that. And I think women have proven them wrong. So I think that's I think that's what this is all about, is who controls women's bodies and who controls women's sexuality. And it's part of kind of a puritanical history we have here in the United States. I mean, we've had an awful lot of men over the last few years that have weighed in about incorrectly to kind of what's going on with women's bodies. And we know that – we know some of that history.
Yes. There's been some terrible cases of foot and mouth disease.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess one of the reasons I'm here today as a male gynecologist is actually I could have sent one of my female colleagues over here, but I wanted to come over here as a man and say, look, this is about women. This is about science. This is about medicine. This is about the best public health. And so I think that's what this is about, is control of women's bodies.
And Senator Warren's like, yeah.
Well, definitely. Yeah. And the more that we can do, I mean, obviously giving an affirmative protection to women who want to nurse their babies as long as they can, to be able to do that in public, to be able to do that in the workplace if they have a workplace that accepts, you know, having their children with them. A lot of women have to make these choices. When do they go back to work and how can they continue to nurse? The more barriers that we can take out of the way means that we can get those important public health benefits. We can give women the ability to continue to be in the workforce if that's what they want and need for their families. And really can it's a pocketbook issue at the end of the day, can save a lot of money. And women's absenteeism goes down when they're healthier, when their babies are healthier. And that's an important component for all of us, too.
Well, the other thing, you mentioned obesity earlier, and it's not just clear that breastfed babies have a lower risk of obesity, but women who breastfeed actually return to their pre-pregnancy weight earlier. And women who breastfeed are at lower risk for developing lifelong obesity. So, I mean, we didn't even talk about that kind of a benefit for women as well.
Right, and there are a lot of studies that say women's risks of breast cancer and cervical cancer can be reduced by nursing.
Absolutely.
And so they're wonderful health benefits that are, again, are best for public health but also good for the ultimate bottom line of our state's pocketbook. And this is an easy, positive, no-cost way for us to encourage that.
And it's Senate Bill 674 that was passed just as the Senate broke for its holiday break. So looking ahead into the new year, we'll watch to see if this is taken up by the House. State Senator Rebecca Warren, Democrat of Ann Arbor, and Dr. Timothy Johnson, a professor of obstetrics and gynecology and women's studies at the University of Michigan. Thanks so much to both of you for speaking with us on Stateside.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.